Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
My next guest provides a mobile operating theatre for eye surgery all over Europe and is now hoping to do so in Ireland. Vionet can perform operations for cataracts, glaucoma and even some laser procedures in its mobile unit, which has arrived for demonstration purposes in Merrion Square today. The idea is to show that such procedures can be carried out in more remote parts of the country for all potential patients. But will the HSE take them up on their offer? Frank Donaghy is the CEO of Vionet Ireland. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Joe.
So tell us more about what Vionet does.
Thank you. So Vionet is Europe's largest clinical and surgical ophthalmic provider. As you said, we have mobile technologies, but our mainstay of business is based on through 311 hospital and clinic units throughout Europe. We're across seven countries. And Vionet has now entered into the Irish market through Vionet Ireland. And what we're doing is coming in at scale, as well as what we're showing today on Merrion Square. We're also establishing and have opened already two hospital units, one in Carrick Mines in South Dublin, one in Waterford, and we'll have one in Cork and three more in Waterford, North Dublin and Galway. What we do is we provide surgical eye care in the community to both private and also potentially public is where we
now think. I had a look at this mobile operations unit. Yes. And when fully extended, because it kind of concertina is out, doesn't it?
Correct.
It's 13 and a half meters long, which is like 1.5 times the length of a double decker bus.
Yes.
I presume Dublin City Council are okay for you dumping that in the middle of Merrion Square.
They have given us the green light today for that, and we're very grateful for that as well.
But you won't be performing any operations this week. This is just to show what you can do. Is that right?
Correct. So today is really a demonstration. What we're trying to do not just with the service we're bringing into Ireland, but with a technology, what we refer to as our DTC unit, is showing the innovations that are possible in terms of delivery of healthcare, mm-hmm. in terms of delivering healthcare more efficiently and also in line with Sláinte Care, which is delivering accessible healthcare potentially closer to the patient as well too.
And it doesn't have to be in a giant hospital in an urban environment.
No, and I think absolutely not. And interestingly, eye care and ophthalmology, while traditionally has been carried out in acute hospital and hospital settings, is actually a specialism that is suited to a more primary care setting across all the procedures that are there. So no, it doesn't. It does need highly specialised equipment, mm-hmm. highly specialised diagnostics. But in terms of patient experience and patient access, no, it does not have to be in an acute hospital.
Now, I mentioned glaucoma and other stuff. So what kind of procedures are we talking about? And I presume, you know, this mobile unit is not as immobile when you're performing these operations.
No, correct. We do not perform operations on the move. So the mobile unit itself, I suppose part of its technology is that it can be deployed within hours and operational, which is perhaps, I suppose, the most innovative part of it. But in terms of the procedures that are carried out and within ophthalmology, ophthalmology, as you may know, is a growing area within medicine. And I mean, growing in terms of the demographics, the aging demographics. Ireland has the fastest aging population in Europe, and this is putting pressure, obviously, on healthcare. And then within that, you have procedures such as cataracts, which everyone will know about.
Yeah.
But the coma procedures, TRABs, etc. One of the big areas within ophthalmology is an area called macular degeneration, which is an area which is is a condition that can cause blindness and needs. It's a chronic condition that occurs as people get older and needs continuous injections, which are expensive. And yeah. I think that's, and again, what we're doing is not only in terms of innovation, but also in terms of value. Value for money to the payers, the VHIs, the layers of this world who we have contracts with, but also to the healthcare, the HSE, where we can deliver healthcare, more healthcare on the same budget, so effectively.
And so you're hoping that the HSE will nibble. And could you, in theory, set up in, I don't know, the Aran Islands and get patients there?
Yes, we could. Yeah. So we could, absolutely. So if you look at the mobile technology that we're showing today, that can be deployed, and in the morning, effectively, we could run a diagnostics clinic, mm-hmm. and in the afternoon, we can convert that into a fully operational cataract theatre. And so it can be moved. And our sister company in the UK, Span Medica, is already doing this in areas such as Hereford and parts of Wales as well.
So. And the ophthalmologists that perform this, are they surgeons, or do they need to be qualified in Ireland to do so?
Correct. Yeah. So I suppose, and that's really important, I suppose, whilst we talk about facilities and we talk about units and technology, at the front of this, we are a clinical and surgical service, and we're led by ophthalmologists, clinicians. So all of our ophthalmologists are qualified surgeons or consultants. They're registered with the Irish Medical Council and are obviously then practicing within Ireland.
Yeah. And the intellectual property, where does that reside?
So the intellectual property would not be, as a healthcare provider, we obviously can only use technologies, equipment, medicines that are approved, accredited. So the technology in the event of the mobile unit will reside with the manufacturer of that who is Dutch-based.
Superb. Frank, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And if you want to see a giant medical or mobile operating unit on Merrion Square, people can nip by. That's Frank Doheny, the CEO of VONet Ireland.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.